BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The generals who've seized power in Niger say they've closed the country's airspace until further notice, in response to the threat of military intervention against them. The announcement came as a deadline expired for them to restore the elected president or face possible action from the West African regional grouping ECOWAS. A spokesman for Niger's military junta, Amadou Abdourahmane, said the country would resist any interference.
Les forces armées nigériennes et l'ensemble de nos forces de défense et de sécurité.
Niger's armed forces and all our defence and security forces, backed by the unfailing support of our people, are ready to defend the integrity of our territory and the honour of our homeland. To this end, the National Council for Safeguarding the Homeland launches a vibrant appeal to the youth, to the worthy daughters and sons of our country, to stand ready to defend the homeland.
France has suspended all development aid and budget support to Burkina Faso. The announcement comes after the military government in Burkina Faso said it would regard any armed intervention against the coup leaders in neighbouring Niger as a declaration of war. The military government in Mali has taken the same position. Israeli security forces have killed three suspected Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian leaders have condemned the killings, which mark an escalation of violence in the territory. Here's Yolande Nell.
Israeli troops are said to have shot the three men close to the Jenin refugee camp, which was the focus of a major military operation last month. In a statement, the army said the group was heading to carry out an attack and that an automatic rifle was found in their car. The killings, which were condemned by Palestinian leaders, came the day after a Palestinian gunman fatally shot an Israeli security guard in Tel Aviv. Another guard shot and killed the attacker. On Friday night, extremist settlers went on the rampage in a Palestinian village in the West Bank, killing a 19-year-old man.
Donald Trump's lawyer says prosecutors in his trial on charges he conspired to overturn the 2020 election result won't be able to prove that he did not believe he won. John Laurow told US television the former president was being attacked for his constitutional right to free speech. Sean Dilley reports.
Donald Trump's trial for allegedly trying to cheat the 2020 election will focus on what he said and did in the 2 months following the result. The prosecution's case is that he criminally conspired with others to reverse the Democratic outcome by pressurizing state officials and his vice president. John Laurow told US television audiences that the then president had the same right as any American citizen to lobby others. Mr. Laurow claimed that the prosecution would not be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump did not believe he won the 2020 election.
BBC News. The Railways Ministry in Pakistan has opened an investigation into the crash of an express train in Sindh province that killed at least 30 people on Sunday. Officials said the track appeared to be fit for use and they were checking the driver's assertion that he was travelling at a reasonable speed. The Tunisian authorities say at least 14 migrants have died in different shipwrecks in the Mediterranean over the last 48 hours. More than 50 are missing after the latest accident in which a boat sank off the coast. All those on board were from sub-Saharan Africa. The Iraqi authorities are stepping up efforts to arrest former top officials living abroad following the theft of $2.5 billion from the country's tax commission. The head of Iraq's Integrity Commission has urged countries to cooperate in extraditing four suspected fugitives. The British government has unveiled a new vaccine research facility where scientists are working to prevent future pandemics. It's located at Porton Down, a secretive military base in southwest England, best known for its work in chemical warfare. Our health correspondent, Dominic Hughes, was given rare access to the new site.
In a new set of purpose-built laboratories at Porton Down, scientists from the UK Health Security Agency are analysing current threats, new variants of COVID, for example, and trying to identify new ones. During the pandemic, vital work was carried out on the effectiveness of vaccines, and that's led to the building of the Vaccine Development and Evaluation Centre, described as a step change in the UK's ability to research and develop vaccines against a range of deadly pathogens. One of those is Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, a virus that is spread by the bite of an infected tick and is fatal in about 30% of cases.
BBC News.